Welcome to the Barons Hideout Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin.
And I'm your co-host, Dean, and we'd like to let you know where you can find us.
The best way to find our socials is on our link tree at the Barons Hideout, which has our Twitter, Instagram, and podcast links.
And you can find me on Instagram at Dean of the Dead Hot Sauce, on Facebook under Dean Sharp, and also my website, www.deanofthedead.com.
Lastly, if you wish to support us further, you can subscribe to our Patreon for $1 a month. Now, to the show. Dustin, and welcome to episode 26 of Screenbox Essential Picks. This is the second episode this week of Screenbox Essential Picks, just because there's so much on this site to cover, especially things that are dropping every single month, that I need to do my due diligence to go and pick out the ones that y'all should be checking out. You should watch all of them anyway, but these are the ones that I find essential, ones that I find fun, or at least ones that I think us horror heads over here need to watch and broaden our, I don't know, repertoire, I guess we can say, in some sort of way. Before we jump into the two films that I am talking about today, I want to go ahead and highlight some of the films that are free to watch this month. Well, you don't have to subscribe to Screenbox to go and watch them. You can go right on their site or on their app and go ahead and check these out. So they handpick, I think, about five a month. I think it's something they're starting to do now. And I have highlighted this before on certain episodes where you can go on the site and watch films without having to get a subscription to try it out, see how the quality of the films are, see what their interface is like. It's amazing. So these are the films they have free watch this month. It's The Outwaters, The Funhouse Massacre, Count Dracula and the Vampire Brides, Burial Ground, which I covered in the last Screenbox Essential Picks, and we have Ouija 4. So those are the five films this month that are free to watch on Screenbox. So I guess without further ado, let me go ahead and just say the films that I'm covering today, and I'm very excited for both of these. One is a first-time watch for me that I have kind of been obsessed with over the last couple of weeks. I've been thinking about this film a lot, and I just rewatched it again right before this, and just have fun with it, refresh my mind a little bit, and to go ahead and tell you guys about it. So, our first film that we are covering is Adam Chaplin. It's the extended cut that is on Screenbox. This dropped, I want to say, around September or October of last year. I could be wrong. And I watched it when it came out on their site because I've never seen it before. And reading the description and also seeing some of the trailers that were also being shown on this and the description and people talking about it, I was like, I gotta watch this film. And sorry about my lights that went out over there. I think my laptop died that had the other light going. So let's just forget about that and just keep pushing forward. And then the second film that we are covering that I love, and I did a full movie review on this one with my friend Dustin from the Flicks and Friends podcast, it is Nightbreed, the director's cut. All of these are on Screenbox, and they are worth watching. Adam Chaplin was a first-time watch for me, like I said, and I had a lot of fun. I'm curious to go and watch what the not extended edition is, to see like what was missing or what they maybe adjusted, because the movie is only about an hour and 30 minutes long, so I don't know what they would have cut before or anything like that. It is an Italian film too, which is really, really cool. And Nightbreed is obviously an essential thing for everybody, especially if you're a Clive Barker fan like myself. But let's go ahead and dive into Adam Chaplin first and just go over the synopsis, go over the reviews, and just kind of get you guys to go and check this out because it's really fun. All right, so the plot goes, his life was torn apart when his wife was murdered by mafia boss Denny. Filled with vengeance, Adam summoned a demon that endowed him with godlike strength so he might survive his journey through Heaven's Valley. The film, if I have to put this in a, in a bubble and put a couple things in here with it, it has a little bit of The Crow mixed with, Okay, quick cut. I'm back. My landlord just called me. So now I'm going to go back a little bit and just, I guess, kind of pick up where I left off, which is me kind of telling you what I think Adam Chaplin is like. If I had to put it in a bubble, I would probably say that it's got Constantine, it's got The Crow, and also there was another one, like, I guess Toxic Avenger a little bit. It has a little bit of a Toxic Avenger in it, mainly because of the effects, and also it has some anime / manga influences on it. It's with how it's edited and just how over the top it really is. But also, if you love gore and crazy practical effects and just a weird dystopian view on the world, this is your film. Like I said, it's about an hour and a half. It's super fun. It's really over the top, but it's fun over the top. Go ahead and check this one out. Let's go ahead and give you the reviews. On IMDb, it's ranked 5.4 out of 10 with a little over 2,000 reviews, which, okay. And now, let's go over to Rotten Tomatoes. There is no critic score, but it has an audience score of 61%. Now, I'm curious to see if there's any additional information on here. It looks like it does not. There's no release date or anything like that. It was directed, written by the guy who plays Adam, which is Emmanuel de Sante, which I probably butchered that name. So he wrote it, directed it, starred in it. There's some really, really cool ways that people get literally destroyed in this film. It's a lot of fun. Go check this one out. And now for our next one, it is Nightbreed, 1990. Also, Adam Chaplin came out in 2011. Go check it out. Seriously, go check it out. So, Nightbreed, Clive Barker film, you know, kind of coming off of Hellraiser and people loving that, and then kind of pivoting into a different realm, essentially. And this one, the plot goes, a troubled young man is drawn to a mythical place called Midian, where a variety of friendly monsters are hiding from humanity. Meanwhile, a sadistic serial killer is looking for a patsy. And David Cronenberg is in this film, and he is the serial killer. Really, really, really cool. It's also based off of Clive Barker's novel, Cabal. And there's multiple cuts of this film. You got the theatrical cut, and you have the director's cut, and then there's also a Cabal cut, where fans and people of this film went, found missing scenes, put them in there, and combined a theatrical and director's cut together. I think it's on YouTube still, I'm pretty sure, and it's like almost 4 hours long. This movie is an hour and 42 minutes long, so you can just imagine the bonkers craziness that's in there. I have watched it, and I will say, go check it out. But for this film, you know, there's a lot of good practical effects in it, great writing, great score, because I'm pretty sure Danny Elfman did the music for this. So let me go ahead and just double check. Composer, Danny Elfman did do the music for this. So, you know, it's kind of got that whimsical fantasy vibe going on to it, also with like a dark undertone as well. Very, very good. If you like, you know, mystical things and fantastical stories and a serial killer and other things that kind of go bump in the night and go crazy, go check this one out. It's well worth your time. Any of the cuts that you see, you'll have fun with. So don't pressure yourself to have to go seek out the almost 4-hour cut or the director's cut or theatrical cut. But Green Box does have the director's cut, which is just a bit longer, because I'm pretty sure, reading up and even when I did the review, that I think the studios had to go and cut a lot of things, and Clive Barker wasn't exactly fond of it, so he went and redid it himself to, you know, obviously make it his vision. That's what kind of happens sometimes when filmmakers are going to make their films, and the studio's like, no, we gotta cut this, and then that's when you get different cuts of the film, where after it's out of its theatrical release, the directors can go in there and make their own cut and release that on a separate media, however they want. But go check this one out. It's a hard film to kind of summarize without me having to talk about the whole film. But yeah, go check this one out for sure. And also check out those 5 films I also mentioned earlier that are on Screenbox. And the review that I am working on, which is for the movie Followers, was to come out earlier this week, but I wanted to get these ones out first because I wanted to go and touch on that review a little bit more. Will be coming out at the end of the week. So go check these ones out. Go support Screenbox. Thank you for supporting my show. I know these episodes are really short, and that's what they're meant to be. I hope I just give you guys just enough of a taste to go and check these films out. So that's Adam Chaplin and Nightbreed. Thank you guys so much for being here. Catch you in the next one.